Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 7, year B. Our readings today, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 to 49, Psalm 9, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in You, we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because You are the Lord. Amen. Lord, the psalmist sang for joy when he entered the courts of Your house. He shouted for joy to You, the Lord of all the earth. His praises sprang from a heart filled with great gratitude, and from His knowledge of Your worth and Your glory. We have come, as generations of Your people have come, to offer You heartfelt thanks and praise. May our praises be directed to You, the Lord of heaven and earth, and may our thankfulness find its mainspring in the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the emptying out of the Holy Spirit. We pray that together we may offer worship that is worthy of Your holy name. Amen. We have the hymn, Trust and Obey, Songs of Fellowship 599.
sit at his feet, or will walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same.
Let us pray. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Defeating the Challenges. Defeating the Challenges. The Philistines and the Israelites frequently clashed over land in Canaan. They had different cultural norms and religious practices, which were at odds with each other. The Philistines worshipped different gods and practiced idol worship, while Israel worshipped one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and were forbidden by the law to make and worship graven images of their God. The Philistines were a formidable military force. They developed weapons of steel and strong protective armor. Their challenge of Israel assisted in united Israel under their first kings. Our Old Testament lesson today speaks of the encounter of David, the shepherd boy, the king designate, with Goliath, the giant Philistine. 1 Samuel 17 records that the Israelites and the Philistine armies were assembled on opposite hills overlooking a valley. Goliath, a Philistine champion, sets the battle in motion. 1 Samuel records, and there came out of the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, that is 9 feet. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. That is about 154 pounds or 70 kilograms. He had greaves of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron, which is approximately 18 and a half pounds, and his shield bearer went before him. 1 Samuel 17 verses 4 to 7. Goliath was a formidable opponent. Goliath challenged any man in Israel's army to fight him. If the Israelite defeated Goliath, he says the Philistines would become Israel's subjects. No one in Israel's army responded to the challenge. 1 Samuel 17:11 records, when Saul and all Israel heard these words, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. David, meanwhile, leaves his flock of sheep to visit his 3 older brothers in their army encampment. He hears Goliath's challenge given for the 40th day in a row. He learns that Saul's reward for defeating Goliath is the hand of his daughter in marriage and tax breaks for the family of the slayer. David puts his trust in the God of Abraham as he responds, for who is the uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the armies of the living God? 1 Samuel 17:26. Despite King Saul's reluctance that David, a boy, should fight such a formidable foe, David remains confident that he will slay Goliath. David has killed lions and bears that threaten his sheep. He can overcome the Philistine with God's help. He says to Saul, "The Lord who saved me from the paws of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hands of this Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." 1 Samuel 17:37. David puts his trust in the Lord. He says to Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel." 1 Samuel 17 verse 45. David, with faith in the Lord, kills Goliath with a single shot from his slingshot. The giant lays lifeless on the ground. The Philistine army flees and is pursued by the Israelites, who kill many of them. David defeated the giant not with fear, but with faith in God. Our gospel from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, describes an incident where the disciples responded with fear rather than faith. They faced a giant of a storm, but they were fearful even though Jesus, the Messiah, was with them. After teaching a large crowd that gathered on the shore from a boat in the evening, Jesus told his disciples to set out for the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which was Gentile territory. During the crossing, they are confronted by a giant of a storm. Mark records, a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. Mark chapter 4, verse 37. Jesus was asleep on a cushion in the stern. The disciples, at least four of them, of whom were fishermen, panicked. They woke Jesus up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we perish?" Verse 38b. Mark records Jesus' response. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" The disciples responded to the challenge, the giant storm, with fear rather than faith in God's Son, Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Did they really believe that Jesus would allow them to perish? They were to carry out his work after he went back to the Father. Fear cripples. Fear makes us forget who we are. Children of a God who loves us and who has a plan and a purpose for our life, and it is a good purpose. In fear, they accused Jesus of not caring what happened to them. Fear drives out faith. When Jesus responds and calms the storm, they are perplexed and say to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Mark chapter 4, verse 41b. The disciples were still learning. Jesus had not yet been fully revealed to them. Today, however, we should know who he is and why the wind and the sea obey him. Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. He is the great I Am, the Good Shepherd, the True Vine, the Bread of Life, the Resurrection and the Life, the Gate. He is the one who died for the forgiveness of our sins. He loves us and calls us to be his disciples. Jesus calls us to faith, not fear. Faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. With faith in Jesus, we can overcome any giant, any challenge we face in life. Faith comes from believing, and believing comes from knowing. To have faith, to live by faith and not by sight, we have to know God, as David did. We have to believe in God, and that God is with us and desires what is best for us. And as we live by that belief, we will grow in our faith. When we are faced with the giants of this life, the challenges of life, whether they are natural, emotional, or spiritual, we will not fear. For God, the Almighty, who has power over all challenges in any form, is with us and will always act in our best interests. Like David, we will trust God to lead us to defeat the giant, the challenge, or indeed calm any storm that we face. Amen. Let us pray. We wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your disciples cried to you in distress. Hear your church when faith falters and the waves threaten to overwhelm. Still the clamor of anxious doubts. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your ancient people feared destruction when faced by Goliath. Give wisdom and imagination to leaders as they face challenges that look unbeatable. Deliver us from all evil. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, you chose fishermen to be among your closest companions, but be with all who sail the seas. Bless the work of the rescue workers and all who go to those in distress. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, when the wind blows and the storms gather, speak your words of peace. Breathe into our despairing your calm and tranquil presence. Give rest to the weary and hope to all who suffer. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, there is no disaster that you cannot redeem. Give life to all over whom the waters of death have closed. Bring us to rejoice in your salvation. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 452, O for Faith That Will Not Shrink. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God give us light to guide us, courage to support us, and love to unite us, now and evermore. Amen. And may the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and show you his favor. May the Lord befriend you and prosper you. Amen. And we want to wish you a very spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Please be safe. We end with the hymn, CPWI 236, How Great Thou Art.